This is our theme song. I know she had to record it first.
Oh,
okay. Hit it. Right? This is our theme song.
Well, bless.
You're so talented.
Okay, we're recording.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We just want to wish you guys and hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And in the spirit of that, we wanted to share, I would say it's our favorite scripture, but I just found this one online. So it's just one that I liked at the moment. And maybe it'll become my favorite. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was appropriate. And then we're going to give a little... Oh, no, I lost it. I'll never be able to find it again. And just
that's why you had the word in your heart.
Boom.
I got it. And also give a little thank you and, say what we're thankful for.
But we can thank them as well for listening.
Yeah, we are thankful. We're thankful for you guys for listening because we have fun. We felt like this was something that we needed to put out there, but we really enjoy it. So we thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
So who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, sounds good.
The scripture I found is Psalm 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And I love that. Just constantly speaking the amazing things he does.
Yes.
He's pretty incredible.
That's true.
Yes. And the thing I'm thankful for are you two girls. No matter what life throws at us, you girls are just like, ugh, to my heart. And I'm so thankful for you both. So
that's I'm going to have to reset mine.
I guess I'm glad I went first.
I mean,
you stole mine.
Oh, yeah.
I've been robbed.
I was just going to say, like, Hershey's chocolate, because I'm thankful for that. But I'll be more serious. It's okay.
I'm going to tell you what I'm thankful for. Okay. It's so good.
I'm so excited.
That's what we're doing right now. the whole thing.
I got really excited. Okay, so the verse that I have, which I just read this recently in my Bible study, but it is Philemon. It's just the one chapter. So it's Philemon 4. Verse 4. It's... Philemon 4. But that's not a chapter, that's a verse. You know what I'm talking about. When you get in Philemon, you'll check it out. And it says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers.
I love that. Sweet.
So mm-hmm. I definitely do that with these dear friends sitting in front of me for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm thankful for Walt Disney.
I am too.
He was born and then shared so much. When you said you were
Hershey,
thankful for, yes.
You thought about Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the theme park, and then Disney World. I get it.
Yes.
I completely understood that train of thought.
But I was talking with Charity about this the other day, but I'm also really thankful that the Lord never leaves us alone.
Yeah.
Even when I really want him to.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm so thankful that he never lets me be. Like, he constantly pursues and constantly calls me to better, and that he's constantly doing new works in me.
My family laughs at me they laugh at me a lot. Because I also cry a lot about things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite musicals is Joseph and the Maisie Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm-hmm.
That's brand new information.
Is it brand new? And I just recently did a study on Joseph. I've never actually studied him before. So there were a lot of bits of information that are left out of the musical.
I'm shocked. So surprised.
I mean, it's a surprise, but there is. But in it, there's a song called Close Every Door to Me. And there's a line that says, Children of Israel are never alone. Mm-hmm. And it makes me cry every time, mm-hmm. because it's true, because mm-hmm. he never leaves us.
That's true.
Yeah. And you're right. Sometimes I just don't want to deal with him, but right. he's always there.
Yeah.
I love talking about Joseph, don't you? I always cry every time I read that story.
I do too, Meredith.
Because he has to walk away from his brothers.
Oh, yes.
And
every
he cries,
time.
And then he comes back and composes it. Oh, yes. That is
I can't say every time I read the story because I just said it's the first time I read the story.
But did it get you that time?
It did.
But
that's
every time.
Actually, what got me, and this is completely segue off of what we were talking about, but what was cool in it that I really kind of absorbed was, you know, we talk about kind of wanting to experience God's promises, and I'm still kind of struggling with what that exactly means. but we want it on such a distinct timeline that we give.
Oh, yeah.
And what's weird is that I am actually part of a promise that was given to Abraham. And that's how long it's taken for that promise to come to fruition. I mean, I'm not anywhere near the age of Abraham, and yet I'm still part of that, and yet I want my promise to happen next now, week.
Right.
Yeah.
Oof, that's perspective. Sorry,
that
was
a No, I'm so
but
glad
I'm grateful to be
that.
A part of Abraham. Yeah. I'm thankful. That, I'll bring it back that way. I'm thankful to be a part of Abraham's promise.
I love it.
So mine was I've come to love dearly in the past 5 minutes that I found it, is Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a lot.
I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for, family, friends. I'm also thankful for music and also probably, and not above all of that, but pretty high up. I'm thankful for laughter.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's I'm thankful for people in my life that make me laugh.
Yes. Yes.
Like you two ladies.
Yay. Yes.
See how I did that?
That's pretty good.
I love it, Jerry.
I love it. So. I think I have a really good quote on laughter or humor. Humor is the universal solvent against the abrasive elements of life.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I believe that is true.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm very thankful that God gave that to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And whether you watch the parade or sleep through it, whatever, no judgment here. Or you eat a lot of food, or you, I don't know, whatever your
or
plan
you're
is.
Or if you're with family, or if you're doing a Friendsgiving,
mm-hmm.
whatever
or
you're doing.
If you decide to sit at home because you don't want to be around other humans.
Absolutely.
I get that.
Watch your Hallmark movies.
Exactly. So we just hope you have a lovely time, and we're thankful for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.